Good morning, everyone. I'm a soil scientist from the Colombian Corporation for Agricultural Research, and we're doing some work estimating ecosystem services. As you can know, greenhouse gas emissions, or the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, is one of them. At the same time, we have this piece of research, but the other ecosystem services, as you know, is the soil carbon sequestration, soil fertility, soil hydrological functions, and biodiversity. And the idea behind that is that through the different management practices to improve crop productions, we want to increase some of the services, reduce the emissions, and for that we set up an experiment on this area of Colombia that is not really well studied, but it has a really potential for agricultural production. A little bit of nitrogen or greenhouse emissions, what is the importance? For example, nitrous oxide emissions, why it's increasing? Because the consumption has been increasing through the time. Nowadays, more or less, the consumption of nitrogen is about 100 kilograms of nitrogen. In Colombia, it's not so big, but the increasing of consumption of nitrogen has been linearly increased. This is an average consumption per year of 0.8 kilograms of nitrogen, which has an impact on emissions. Overall, the agricultural systems is part of more or less 50% or gives more or less 50% of fluxes of nitrous oxide regarding the all types of industries. Regarding that, 70% are from crops and 30% from pastures. In general, it has been simulated by different models that the projected emissions from South America is going to double from now up to 2030, about 1,200 kilograms of CO2 equivalent. 50% of those emissions coming from methane emissions and nitrogen management, which represents the N2O fluxes. It's a little bit of theory, as you know, where the complex interactions for greenhouse productions, which depends mainly from management practices, climate of soils. We determine the fluctuations, but behind that, there are a lot of biochemical reactions behind those fluxes. What is the main objective of this work? Is to quantify greenhouse gases emissions from agricultural systems under different management strategies or practices in the eastern high plains of Colombia. A little bit of background of the region. The eastern high plains are located in the Orinoco hydrographic basin river, which is close to Venezuela. This is a really big area where the agricultural industries or different industries are going there because we have a really nice geographic, you know, areas for crop production. We have more or less 4.2 million of hectares in the high plains. We have a really potential for production, livestock and crop production, but at the same time in the area we have different landscapes like Piedmont, flooded savanna, and some desiccated high plains area. Not really suitable for food production, but are important areas for conservation. Here we're going to be focusing in this high plains area. Some climatic characteristics. If we go to the west to the east area from these plains, we got near to Piedmont around 4,000 millimeters of rain, and to the east we have around 2,000 millimeters per rain per year. So we have a really high precipitation regime. The distribution is monomodal, but it's the same. It changes through the landscape, from the weather areas to the more dry areas, and the sunshine duration is also changing in the landscape. The type of soils in those landscapes, starting from Udox type soil moisture type to the Ustox type of soil. So it means those are alkali soils. Regarding chemical properties, so those soils are lower, they have a low fertility, pH below 5, and base saturation, really low base saturation, high saturation of aluminium. So as you can see, the fertility of this type of soils, also the soil physical properties, as you may know, the oxy soils have a really good, you know, structural soils, well-drained soils, but in this, in our case, we are not really so lucky. If we compare the oxy soils from Brazil, we have a really dense type of soils which prevents root development and water movement, so we have two constraints, one of fertility and the other one is in terms of hydraulical properties. So with that situation, we set up an experiment which the main objective was to construct a productive layer in order to get some crop production. We have a experimental design with a split plot design, and we have three different factors, the systems, the main systems around the area, tillage, three different types of tillage, and to improve soil properties, and lime incorporation to enhance the soil fertility. Regarding the system, the main cropping system, maize, soybean, pasture and legume rotation, sugarcane is a kind of crop that's getting into the area, and a control which is the native savanna. So the objective behind that is to incorporate those treatments at the beginning of the experiment to improve the properties, and hopefully by natural treatments, improve the characteristics and avoid tillage at the future. So we are doing this experiment, looking at different variables, but we are focusing 2014 and 15 greenhouse gas emissions to see what is the effect on those environmental factors. So the method that we follow is the really common method of chamber-based method. As you may know, collecting the samples from the chamber at different times, analyzing by gas chromatography, converting to the flux based on the gas law, the mass per daily basis, analyzing by nonlinear or linear flux. And we are really picky with the nonlinearity of those flux. We just give us 5% of the p value for selecting the nonlinear, and the linear flux we are a little bit more flexible to select those values. At the end, we just analyze the daily, seasonal, and annual emissions using the repeated measurements approach in SAS. Those are the emissions from 2014. We have the nitrogen in red, nitrogen amount applied. We have two crops per year when we have the annual crops in these maize soybean systems, as well as pasture and all crops. Pasture, I call pasture because of the first 2 years we have the pasture rotation to improve soil properties, and we want to know what happened with the emissions at the future. So we have here, and we are comparing the total flux per season, what we get, and also we estimate the IPCC flux to see if we are over or underestimating based on that constant values. As you can see, most of the time, our fluxes are below the IPCC constant value based on nitrogen application. The same situation in 2015, our fluxes are below the IPCC, except in this forage sorghum 2015, we get higher emission values. Our control plots are always low, which is the native savanna, without any treatment application. Regarding CO2, not an effect of management or system, cropping systems, but an effect of time, which depends mainly on the precipitation distribution. Regarding methane emissions, as you know, in this kind of soils, the methane is not important from soils. Just sugarcane presented or had a little bit higher emissions than the other treatments. If we accumulate those fluxes, we can see this is the persistent basis fluxes. You see the system with high nitrogen, of course, we are going to get higher nitrous oxide emissions, but the pattern within the cropping system is similar. Regarding CO2 fluxes, not significant differences within cropping systems, but a temporal effect due to the changes in the pattern of precipitation. Regarding methane, most of the treatments or the systems has a negative or zero cumulative emissions through the year, excepting sugarcane. It's probably because the high residue left on the field plus precipitation or soil moisture represents high fluxes of methane. So in summary, the take-home message in this is that agronomic measurements are the primary factor related to N2O emissions in these kind of systems. For CO2, it's more related to climate patterns, in this case precipitation, and the methane is kind of combining both conditions, first biomass accumulation on the surface plus moisture. The treatments that we had at the beginning of the experiment didn't have an effect on emissions, which were the lime or tailings treatment. In general, if we take the net native savanna as our control plot, we estimate that most of the emissions or nitrogen-induced emissions were lower than 1%. It means that the emission estimated by IPCC are higher than the fluxes, that the real fluxes that we obtain on field. And for future work, in order to increase the accuracy of those estimations, we need to do or be more strategic to measure or adjust the measurements to the agronomic management and the climate patterns and incorporate new techniques to get more daily basis greenhouse measurements like eddy covariance or sort of technique. So this is kind of the first work done in the area, and the idea is that instead of doing a global or regional estimation based on just one constant value, we can get a little bit more fine resolution or fine data to estimate what is the emissions from these systems by this experiment. Thank you. We have the if we measure temperature or soil moisture from soil, yes, we did measure those soil. The temperature doesn't really change much since we are in the tropics, it's really constant, but the moisture is really changed through the year and it's really correlated with precipitation.